The Jack of All Nerds is recorded by a live studio audience.
Making your way in the world today.
It's 8 p.m., kiddies, and you know what that means.
Guy love, he's mine, I'm his. There's nothing gay about it in our eyes.
It's guy love between two.
You need to call me, Max Authority, the super lawyer. I'll make those superheroes pay. With cash!
Next season on Game of Thrones.
Wait, what? They're all dead. Everyone in Westeros is dead.
You've been listening to the G-Spot, where we play nothing but Kenny G classics for a two-hour block of time.
Are you the doctor?
No, I'm the nurse.
Where is he?
Due to explicit content, listener discretion is advised.
On with the show!
Hello, and welcome to the Jack of All Nerds on Chaotic Radio. I am the Jack of All Nerds, Michael Maxwell. Joining me tonight, my partner in guy love, Derek Murray.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm clearly Zach Braff. Thank you.
Are you?
No, I don't know. I have no idea. I just think no one will believe him. Donald Faison on this.
And in the booth tonight, Mr. Danny Anthony.
Hello. Hello. I'm totally fine not being part of the whole gay love thing.
Gay love?
Guy love, motherfucker.
Sorry. Sorry.
It says there's nothing gay about it, right?
Yeah,
in the lyrics.
Yeah. Weren't you even listening to the song?
No.
God. I don't even like Scrubs, and I love that song.
I'm not going to lie. He was actually doing the white guy sway back and forth in the booth.
I was. Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, see?
Big old grin. He loved it.
Look, that was hilarious. I loved it.
I bet
I actually
his...
thought it was you guys singing, because I don't watch Scrubs.
I don't watch Scrubs either, but he showed that to me, and I was like, yep, that's it. That's what it is.
I mean, I watch Scrubs, but I don't want no Scrubs.
What? Guys, for those that don't know, a scrub is a guy who... Oh, sorry.
And our special guest in the studio this evening.
Kevin Bieber. I was just in... I actually just stopping by, you know. I was in beautiful Rancho Cucamonga for the week for my honeymoon and decided that I would, you know, stop by here and say hi to you guys. So hi, guys. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Well, thanks for stopping by.
Well, this is weird. I had a little show planned around it. Now he's gone.
Guess we're going to have to talk about the Civil War trailer for 2 hours.
Challenge accepted.
But no, the co-creator of Man vs. Rock.
That's right. Let's not sugarcoat it. Creator. 100% creator of Man vs. Rock.
That's what happens when the other half doesn't show up.
Yeah, he's not here, so this is my time to take the whole credit. But maybe Victor will call in. I'm the co-creator along with Victor DeTroy and our amazing artists, Jared Lamp and Summer Fitzgerald, of Man vs. Rock.
Yes. And where you can find more at?
www.whitehouse.gov/manversusrock or our other website, manversusrock.com.
Yeah. The government site's been acting up, though, so you might want to just try the site.
Yeah, do that. Or,
it's election season. It gets a little wonky.
You can find us on most One Direction fan blogs, too. You know, 95% of all One Direction fan blogs are actually from us at Man vs. Rock, so you can find us in many ways.
Yeah.
We're everywhere.
Them losing their fifth member really kind of changed the shape of your guys' book.
Oh, it really did.
It was a dark period for a while there.
Really hits you at the end.
Well,
Oh, boy. Tonight, we have no topics except Man versus Rock, but it's going to be fun. So let's get into sponsors, shall we?
Yes.
All right. The Etiwanda Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Conveniently located off the 210 freeway at the Day Creek exit in Rancho Cucamonga, California. The Etiwanda Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
I just heard a roadhouse from outside the studio. Fucking me a little bit.
That was amazing.
nightly food specials, drink specials, live entertainment, pub trivia, live band karaoke, all that kind of stuff. Sports. If
you're into that.
They know sports. They have all the best sports at the Etiwanda Roadhouse.
They have the best sports.
That's right. For more information, visit them on Facebook, facebook.com/eRoadhouse.
Roadhouse.
And also, The Dinner Detective, America's largest interactive murder mystery dinner show. Enjoy a fabulous four-course meal while solving a hilarious murder investigation. For more information, visit thedinnerdetective.com. And if you're purchasing tickets for the Claremont location, use the promo code CRIME to get a $5 discount. And lastly, Four Color Fantasies comic book store located in Rancho Cucamonga, California. For more information, visit fourcolorfantasies.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/4CF Rancho. Both of those with the number 4. And if you've not been, go.
Yeah,
it's a great store, and we actually just had our third episode.
Third, yeah.
Third episode of our new live game show, Multiverse Throwdown. It was this last Thursday. The theme was Batman, Superman. We gave out some cool prizes, and yeah.
Who won?
The guy won? Yeah, the guy.
Always some guy that wins.
Always.
The show has four rounds of competition with the possible winner each round.
Not bad.
And no. We had winners each round.
Crazy how that game works. I didn't win.
We even did a bonus round.
Everyone won except for you.
I didn't win.
We did a bonus round for the losers of each previous round.
We did. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So technically there was only two losers the whole night. It's got to suck to be you.
It does. It does, actually.
That could actually be our only topic today. That should be the main topic for today. Is just, you know.
But next month's Multiverse Throwdown will be Thursday, April 14th. And the theme will be sci-fi.
Hmm.
And again, that's at 7 p.m. at Four Color Fantasies on the 14th. Be there. It's free. And you can win cool stuff.
So what, you guys are just going to be arguing about the science fiction channel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 Why all their shows are shit.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed.
All the ripoff movies.
Yeah.
The post I put up, I spelled sci-fi correctly, and then in quotes, I put not sci-fi, spelled F-Y. Because fuck all that noise. I still remember the days where they spelled it correctly.
Yeah, those were good days.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they changed it. They're like, you know what would be great marketing?
Let's spell it bundles.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
Yeah.
That's the. I don't even know what we were talking about anymore.
We weren't talking about.
We were talking about the Throwdown.
Oh, yeah, Throwdown. That's right. Four Color Fantasies.
Yeah, so it will be the sci-fi theme. All the good sci-fi. We know sci-fi. We have all the best sci-fi.
It's the greatest quote ever to misuse.
I was gonna bring this up last week and I forgot to, but my girlfriend and I have decided in our relationship that anytime we get into an argument, if we use that Trump statement, and it doesn't matter what we were arguing, just you say that. You'd be like, I know this, I have all the best this. You automatically win the
argument. Absolutely.
Because there is no rebuttal.
That's why he's winning the election.
Yeah.
I'm actually on this show because I thought this was like the biggest Donald Trump supporter radio show in the Rancho Cucamonga area. And I'm like, I have to be here. Well, I have to be
out.
Here to support.
Get him out.
We don't call the jack of all Trumps for nothing. Huh?
Make radio great again here. With...
Oh, my God. Anyway. So
that's pretty fantastic, though. That's it's. God, it's such a good quote. It's so fun to use everything.
For those of you that don't know the original quote,
yes.
Donald Trump said, I have the best. What is it? I have the best words. I know all the best words. Or
yeah,
like
he
that.
Says.
I know words.
I have all the best words.
Yeah,
right.
It's like,
he was trying to talk about how intelligent he was.
No, it's true. Like, everyone else is playing checkers. He's playing chess here.
Yeah,
with a quote like that.
Clearly,
like, you know.
Clearly.
You can't argue with someone who has the best words. It's already done.
Yeah.
I just love that it's a statement. It's his statement is a statement you would make if somebody attacked you and was like, you don't know words. He was like,
what? What? I know words? Yeah. I have all the best words.
But nobody made that. He was just throwing it out there.
Throwing it out there.
And if you don't believe me, my dad will beat up your dad.
Yeah.
Checkmate.
And even John Oliver was like, literally the best word in that entire statement is the word words.
Best words.
Serious candidate for the presidency of this country, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Good times.
Welcome to see. This is why 2016 has not started well, because what was once a joke is now a reality, and everyone that you love is just basically dying. Like, every day, there's some, like, legend.
Wow.
Like, every day, there's, like, a new actor.
John Legend died?
Oh, no, sorry. Unfortunately, he's still alive. Oh. But
ouch.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I actually really like... John, I'm so sorry. Look, I...
He, like, burned you on Twitter?
Yeah, well, you know...
By not acknowledging your tweet about him? The one-sided argument...
So I like that we've gotten this radio show off to such a positive start today.
Look,
it's like everyone you know is going to die, and Donald Trump will be president.
Yeah. Like, that's what we do. We just bring the doom and gloom.
Yeah.
The end is nigh.
The end is nigh.
Wait, Bill Nye died?
Shit.
Wait, what's Bill Nye?
I think he's on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Then yes, he
Bill
probably
Nye,
died.
Bill Nye, the Sci-Fi guy. Oh, that guy? Yeah, fuck him.
Fuck him, man.
Anyway, I forgot the rest of the show.
Anyway, yeah. Current events? Should we
guess? We were somehow we got into that from
I don't know.
From sponsors.
From sponsors, yeah.
What's all this?
All I remember is Fourth Planet, everyone you know will die.
I think my point was go to Four Color Fantasies.
That's where we were.
You won't regret it.
If Chris is listening to this, he's going, God damn it.
You can't pay for that cat ad. Oh wait, I do. Oh, anyway, yeah, let's move on to some current events. I think the biggest current event was the new Civil War trailer that had a little teaser of Spidey at the end.
Yeah.
That caused the internet to lose its goddamn mind.
But what do you think it means, guys? Do you think he's actually in the movie? Just because he's in the trailer, does that mean he's in the movie? I don't know.
They're going to leave him on the cutting room floor.
I'm like a Spidey truther, actually. I'm like, there's no way.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Webs he's going the way of Rogue.
Webs can't melt
steel
beams.
The way of Rogue? Is that what you just said?
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a Spider-Man cut released on Blu-ray later.
Yeah, they're going to milk that, man.
Hell yeah, man. That's what I would do if I were.
Oh, you wanted to see Spider-Man? Well, buy the director's edition.
Yeah, but the best part it would be the director's cut with the Spider-Man scenes added back in. It'd be the exact same fucking scene that was in the trailer, and that's it.
That's it.
Nothing else.
Or just scenes from Spider-Man 3, where like Tobey Maguire, goth Tobey Maguire, is like dancing and doing all sorts of crazy shit.
Emo Spidey.
Yeah.
Thanks for your money,
suckers.
The geniuses at Marvel bring you. It's
the shysters at Marvel.
Yeah, no, the internet fucking erupted. Like, they lost it. It did 100 million views in 24 hours.
Like, that's a lot.
Is that a lot of views?
I mean, I guess. I've never had...
Because I took, like, a video of my cat taking a shit, and it was, like, 500 million views in China alone. They love that shit in China. They love it, yeah.
They're big fans of cats in
China.
They absolutely do.
It's, yeah. Go to our website, manversusrock.com, for more videos of cat shitting on stuff. Yeah, no, it's a good trailer, right? I mean, what did you think?
It pumped me up. I've been down for this movie since day one, though. So yeah.
Were you hard?
A little half chub.
Okay,
I'll admit it. All you could
ask for in a movie is
a half chub. I mean, look, if a trailer gets you a little aroused, I mean, that's really all you need, right?
Oh yeah, sure. I haven't been this aroused since Magic Mike.
I guess. Which one? XXL?
XXL.
Well, that's the only one. Yeah, I mean,
come on.
What did you think?
I liked it. I mean, I thought it was good up until the end where they had Spider-Man. After that, I'm like, he's not an Avenger. God damn it. And then I wrote a very strongly worded email to Marvel telling them to cease and desist this movie. So I don't know. Maybe I don't know if they're going to stop the movie because of my letter. But, you know, we'll see.
Well, with the power of One Direction, you might be able to...
All of you One Direction fans, I need you guys now more than ever.
What's the one line he says in the movie?
Hey, everyone.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
He says, hey, everyone, and the internet exploded.
It was
like MLK's speech, I Have a Dream speech with
I've never seen so many GIFs get created so fast.
I mean, they were so good.
And they were so... It was like literally he's in the trailer for like 2.5 seconds, and the internet created an entire catalog of things that you can do with just that Tuesday. It's fucking amazing.
Dude, it's great. It's big internet.
Oh, it's
like
so good.
It's like big pharma, big tobacco. Like within 2 minutes of a goddamn like 2 seconds of Spider-Man, who, by the way, we've seen 5 movies in the past 10 right. years of, everyone's like, oh my God. And there's like $1 billion businesses now just to create like memes for Spider-Man.
One internet of my startups.
Like squinting his eyes startups, or whatever the fuck that even
one
was.
One of my favorites was there was one with like Black Panther where he's doing the thing where he's like turning around and looking at everybody shooting at him, and he's like, what the fuck, bro? I look awesome and all you give a shit is about Spider-Man?
Dude.
He looked good.
He does look good.
He does look good.
I don't know. I was a little bit intimidated and felt like I was in a bad neighborhood. But, you know, aside from that.
That's okay. This is a Trump-supporting show, so you
yeah,
can,
exactly.
You
know, and I can say.
Whatever. We don't like black people here. That's not true. About. Black Lives Matter.
And all the blacks love Trump.
No, no, no. Ben Carson. Look, that is not the same thing. That is a very, very different statement.
No, that is an exact statement Trump made.
He has all the best words.
He has all the best words.
Doesn't everybody like him?
He's got black people. He's got the best black people.
Yeah. Right. But I think he used the term the blacks. Like, I'm very popular with the blacks. I do well with the blacks.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. Our next president of the United States of America.
This has nothing to do with the Civil War trailer, but I swear to God, every single time I watch a Republican debate, I feel like they could just air it on TLC as a reality show. Like, that's how bad it is.
Dude, this
the
is
real candidates
all
of the
show.
The real candidates of the United States. Yes, absolutely. It is 100% a TLC or Lifetime
tomorrow
reality
on
TV
Benghazi. It'll be great. No, I love this election. This election is basically like the culmination of like internet blog posts and commenters for the past 10 years.
It's the weirdest fucking election
fucking
I've ever
awesome.
Seen in my life.
No, I just like want to watch it all burn. Like, it's kind of amazing.
You know, it's the comedy, especially comedy news. It's gold for those guys.
Yeah. They can't get enough. And like it's just they, like, I don't. They can't do bad. Enough about it.
You feel bad for Jon Stewart because he got out of it, and at the end he was cursing that he was going to miss all this. And there's so much has happened since then.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Anyway,
so the Civil War trailer has all of that and more.
Aside from all of the gifts and stuff like that, there was like a shit ton of hate.
Oh yeah,
for this brief appearance in this trailer, like stuff they're saying he was too
cartoony,
Well,
you know that super serious.
He was too old.
Marvel character called Spider-Man.
He was too old. You said
No. I think that was someone that said his voice was too young. And it's like, guys,
what are you, a pedophile?
Yeah. Well, first off, guys, you know that Spider-Man is like fresh out of high school, right? Like,
not
that's
even
supposed
he's going
to be
in high school
he's
in this movie.
In high school,
he's 15
like, he's
years
a high
old.
School kid.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about the original character.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's supposed to be young. He's not like.
Well, I don't like it. And.
Yeah, these punk kids wearing costumes nowadays.
Yeah, I know. Fuck that shit.
It's trying to join my Marvel Cinematic Universe.
It's so funny because when all the other ones came out, they were like, oh, Spider-Man's supposed to be in high school, and no one believes that Tobey Maguire's in high school or that Andrew Garfield's in high school. They just, like, 90210'd that shit. So they're like, okay, cool. So, hey, here's this guy, Tom Holland, who's actually in high school. What do you guys think? Fuck that guy. He's not old enough.
So it was a great trailer. I think we all agree.
You just put a poll out to just be like, what age would you like him?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. What age would you like him?
It doesn't matter.
I don't think you want to know the answer to that.
We want to do Angel Grove the shit out of this role, please.
Doesn't matter.
Give me a 23, 24-year-old to play a 14-year-old, please.
Yeah.
Does anybody actually remember anything else about the trailer?
I don't remember.
I just, that's what the internet, for. Like, they didn't remember the rest
of
the trailer.
I'm really looking forward to that whole.
I think Iron Man was in the trailer.
Was he? Captain Iron Man fight? What, is that what happens?
There's a
little fight.
There's a little solo
like
Captain
an
America
argument?
Iron Man.
I'm pretty sure the movie is just about Spider-Man. That's the whole basis of the film.
See, I think the whole basis of the film actually is just like sort of a setup to Marvel's next plan, which is another reboot of the Fantastic Four. And so, like, I hope that, like, all of this, you know, eventually becomes really. It's like, I hope that the trailer is the only scenes with any of the Avengers in it or Spider-Man. And the rest of it's just, like, the Fantastic Four edit again.
As long as Fox doesn't have anything to say about it.
That is true.
Marvel rebooting the Fantastic Four might be okay.
And actually, the Fantastic Four play a huge significant role in the actual Civil War comic because they're kind of one of the instigators, like with Tony Stark, and then they've helped create the Negative Zone.
They were
like,
the ones that attacked Fort Sumter?
Yeah. Yes.
Those damn ironclad ships.
That was a little bit of history nerd talk for all of our listeners out there.
So good. So aside from the 2.5 seconds of Spider-Man, I thought the trailer looked great. I thought it was...
Well, let me ask... I'm going to ask this for each of you. Did Spider-Man showing up actually do anything for you? Because that's the thing. Like, I know there's all these hardcore guys out there that are so, fucking Spider-Man, woo!
I mean, I would have seen it anyway. I think it's cool because I feel like we've seen two Avengers movies and all like the solo movies. So, you know, I don't think there's that much that they can do that's going to surprise me or different. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, you know, I like Spider-Man. I'm going to watch it anyway, so
yeah.
It might as well be interesting.
I'm kind of on board with you. Like, it was cool, and it's one of those things where you're like, oh, yeah, no, they really are going to do this joint Spider-Man deal. It wasn't just talks. Like, he's going to be in this movie. Like, and that, I thought that was great. But the movie looks fucking awesome without that. Yeah. Like, I loved the first trailer, and that had nothing to do with him, and I thought that was great. And everything leading up to that Spider-Man and just that extra footage that we got to see. Like, I think this movie is just going to be good. And then Spider-Man is just a little bit of an icing on the cake. And that's it. Like, he's not the focal point for me.
Danny?
I say it did something like I was excited to see what he's going to look like. Mm-hmm. Because from way back when we first heard that, oh, Spider-Man's going to be in the movie, all I've seen is like some like, kind of jerry-rigged costumes. Like, I think what we're going to see first is like this under ruse costume. And I think the suit we saw in the trailer was going to be the Tony Stark suit that Tony gives to Peter Parker.
Mm.
I'm just kind of bummed that we don't get an Iron Spider.
Yeah, the Iron Spider suit looks badass from the cartoon and the comics. Yeah, but we won't see it. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe in the
post-credits.
Captain America Civil War Part 2.
I don't think it's that.
The heroes will rise again.
I will say this though: I did like the costume. It was a nice little throwback to the 1960s Spider-Man.
Yeah, there were people bitching about the costume. Oh, as well.
Of course, there were
people. Black eyes.
People were so pissed about that. They're so mad at the costume.
Yeah. And I'll even say, if it even has like the web wingsuit, that'd be dope. I would love that.
People were. I think some people were losing their shit because the costume emoted. Right?
They were saying it looked too cartoony.
They gave it
that
Deadpool
it was,
eyes.
Yeah, but that's look.
That wasn't realistic enough for me, okay? In this movie where people are flying and shooting fucking webs out and...
Masks don't move like that.
That was the thing that got me. I can't believe something like that could exist.
You can hear in the trailer, like, there's a mechanism to his eyes.
Yeah, but it's like, that. If Tony Stark gave him the fucking costume, it's like, you guys have seen... what he can do.
It's such a stupid thing to be mad at. Like, fucking nerds.
Yeah, fucking nerds.
God.
Yeah, so now on the Jack of All Nerds show.
God.
Fuck all nerds. Swear. And everyone you love is going to die. That's basically the two things from today's show that we want to show. So.
No, I think it looks awesome. And I'm more excited for this than I am about Batman versus Superman.
We know.
Oh, sorry. only have 2 minutes, so it's fine. I'll leave it alone.
So you don't think Batman versus Superman is going to be any good?
I will mute you.
I will not be goated.
I'm looking forward to seeing the movie, but the Spider-Man thing didn't do anything for me. Like, it didn't particularly excite me, nor did it enrage me in any way. I was just like, oh, that happened. You know.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I feel like as an independent comic book creator, it's just refreshing to me to see that a movie can be made for $250 million. And so it's really just like inspiring me to get out there and to, you know, continue with my independent comic book.
That's right. That's, you know, that's the dream.
Like anybody can do it. Anybody, if Marvel can do it with a $250 million budget, then why can't I?
Although I'm pretty sure when you were last on our show, when we were talking about your book, Man vs. Rock, you did mention that the rights to your book revert back to James Cameron this year.
Exactly. James Cameron gets everything. So yeah, I got to do it. Man vs. Rock Genesis.
I want you to know.
Coming out soon.
I want you to know. I've kept that joke alive
Thank you, God.
The entire time that you have been gone.
Thank you for your service.
Pretty much every show we find something for James Cameron. We find some kind of rights for James Cameron.
Everything goes to him.
Yeah.
The rights to the presidential election will revert to James Cameron in 2019.
If only. All right, well, let's do this. Let's take our first commercial break. And when we come back, more with Man versus Rock. If you wish to join in the conversation, give us a call 909-989-0789 or message us on Facebook, facebook.com/jackofallnerds. We will be right back.
Chaotic Radio, because the rest is just a waste of time.
Are you and your friends looking for a fun night out, but you're tired of the same old gathering spots? Then you need to get roadhoused. The Etiwanda Roadhouse, located at 12583 Highland Avenue in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Conveniently located near the Day Creek exit off the 210 freeway. The Etiwanda Roadhouse has nightly food specials, drink specials, pub trivia, karaoke, live entertainment and dancing, and all your favorite sports displayed on large flat screen televisions. For more information, check them out on Facebook. Facebook.com/E Roadhouse. That's Facebook.com/E Roadhouse. Get roadhoused at the Etiwanda Roadhouse.
Riddle me this, Batman. Where can I find the best selection of comic books in the Inland Empire?
I'm not playing your twisted game, Nigma.
Oh, just answer the question, Batsy, and we'll let you go.
Yes, unless you think you have something to fear.
You might want to find someone to write new riddles. The answer is Four Color Fantasy's comic book store in Rancho Cucamonga. They have the biggest selection of comics, graphic novels, and collectibles. For more information, visit them on the web at fourcolorfantasies.com or give them a call at 909-563-8751.
Fourcolorfantasies.com, 909-563-8751. He got every detail correct.
Well, who came up with this ridiculous question?
You did.
Oh, you're right. I guess we'll leave that to you next time. Oh, well, I guess we have to let him go.
But I didn't get to use my fear toxin.
Craig & Sons Termite and Pest Control. Family owned and operated. Proudly serving the Inland Empire for over 20 years. Nice, friendly, trained technicians. Specializing in treatments for ants, spiders, fleas, ticks, and roaches. We also take care of gophers and rodents. Getting bites and not quite sure from what? Ask about our bed bug detection and treatment offers. Military and senior discounts are available. Don't forget to mention our free termite inspections. Call Craig & Sons toll free 800-281-2219. No gimmicks or long-term contracts. Just good old-fashioned quality service from our family to yours.
The Vendor Cycle Works is a full-service and custom bike build repair shop specializing in motor rebuilds, transmission work, insurance repairs, performance mods, and much, much more. Avenger Cycle Works.
I am Zig, owner of Avenger Cycle Works in San Bernardino. I'm a rider just like you, and I ride every day. I am also a rider coach and know that a motorcycle needs to be in top shape. Whether it's just cruising down the road, hitting your favorite canyon, track day, or playing in the dirt, I have 30-plus years experience and hope I can take care of your bike like it's mine. My own. Call us today at 909-387-9700. That's 909-387-9700. Or take a look at our website at AvengerCycleWorks.com. We back our work in riding. Shiny side up.
Brandon.
What's up?
Dude, we have a new partner here at Chaotic Radio called PuroClean. Have you heard of them?
Name sounds familiar.
They're the people you call when you have water damage or mold, stuff like that.
I remember waking up on Christmas morning to a flooded house. Totally sucked.
PuroClean also handles biohazard waste and fire damage, man. These are some good dudes.
PuroClean can handle all of that?
Yep. Go to PuroClean.com or call 909-360-5300.
That's it. Just go to PuroClean.com or call 909-360-5300.
Yep. That's it. It's all you got to do. They're the paramedics of property damage.
So PuroClean handles water or fire damage, mold, and biohazard cleanup? All of that?
Swear, Brandon, nothing gets by you. Sharp as a tack. Look, if you don't believe me, listen to the man himself.
Hello, my name is Ruben Terrazas, and at PuroClean, water damage, fire damage, mold, and biohazard cleanup is our business. Let my highly trained staff ensure that your home or business are safe and secure. PuroClean is approved by all major insurance companies and ready to restore your property today.
Call PuroClean today, 909-360-5300, or go to PuroClean.com today.
What does it mean to be an American? Baseball? Apple pie? 4th of July? At M.K. Smith Chevrolet, it means much more. Honesty, integrity, and pride in a hard day's work. Nothing embodies what it means to be an American more than M.K. Smith Chevrolet. Suburban and freedom, Camaro and choice, Corvette and strength. The story writes itself. Find us at mksmithchevrolet.com and join us in celebrating what it means to be an American. Second to none since 1941. M.K. Smith Chevrolet.
You're listening to the Jack of All Nerds show on Chaotic Radio, puny Earth creature. Now, where did I put that Illudium Pew-36 space modulator?
Welcome back to the Jack of All Nerds on Chaotic Radio. Tonight, we've got Man vs. Rock in the studio. Just the living embodiment of the comic book. It's kind of weird, but yeah. We took some shrooms beforehand, so we're adjusting.
So it's really going to take off now, guys.
Good thing I wore my special rock suit today into the studio.
But no, we have one of the creators in the studio with us, and then there's another.
Is there another creator?
Kind of like a sub-creator?
He's a subhuman.
Oh,
creator.
He's a subhuman.
We call him a subby.
The technical.
I mean, it's sort of like, you know, real creators, they come into the studio. And they promote their book themselves in person.
Twice now, yeah.
Yes, twice, exactly.
So weird.
Sub creators, they just chill out at home from the phone and say a couple of words.
But we do have one via phone.
We
yes?
do have a subby. His name is Victor DeTroy. Come on down, Victor.
Yeah, you just shut up, all right? How dare you? How dare you? You know I had a serious, serious accident. I've been recovering from the last few days. I was...
Did you call framing Jared Fogle an accident?
Okay, so what happened, and you know what happened, I can't believe you didn't tell them. When the Spider-Man was shown in that trailer, I had 24 hours straight of masturbation, and I was completely incapacitated for the next week, so you know that I've been recuperating ever since then.
I don't know why he didn't tell us. I feel like that's a really important thing to know.
Because I'm just insecure, guys. I just need all the credit for myself, and so after Victor's horrific masturbation incident, I just felt like this was my opportunity to seize control of my independent comic book.
Plus, I feel like there's part of this story that's being left out. See, Kevin was actually in the room at the time.
That's why I know how horrific it was.
Yeah, he was the one forcing me. He was like a Clockwork Orange thing. He was
watch Spider-Man again. Look at Spider-Man's eyes right now. Watch Spider-Man stare at you.
His eyes.
So, I'm going to freeze frame.
It's the way he emoted. Every time he emotes, I can't help myself.
So you're not excited about it. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much what I'm saying is I'd rather watch Batman v Superman.
Damn.
But I know you guys are all on board, so we're good, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
physically biting my tongue.
Hell yeah.
Oh, guys, so for maybe some of our newer listeners who are not familiar with your last appearance on our show, including our engineer.
I'll just speak to your engineer.
We'll have a stern talking to him.
That's fine. Mike and I will go buck off and do something else.
Yes. Tell us, in your own words, about Man vs. Rock.
Man vs. Rock is this crazy book about a guy named Batman versus a guy named Superman who fight
DC's going to be suing somebody.
Hold on, hold on. The number one question, though, is does Spider-Man show up in Man
in the very
Rock?
End? And then everyone gets masturbation and has to be hospitalized.
So this is a solid comic.
This is a very solid one, yeah. Why don't you tell him what it is, Victor, since you haven't said anything.
I mean, it was originally... This is the original comic that, you know, basically Marvel ripped us off and you know, morphed Man into Batman and morphed The Rock into Superman. So it's
wrong publisher, by the way.
That's what makes it work.
Yeah, that's what makes it work.
That's the Shyamalan
like
twist.
They stole DC property, and anyway, okay. Man vs. Rock is it's like a parody of every dumb action movie you've ever seen. It's about this insane man named Buck Stone who thinks the rocks, like inanimate Earth rocks, are going to rise up and kill us all. And so he goes around convincing everybody, you know, the rocks. It's coming that the rocks are going to kill us all. It's because since the dawn of humanity, we crucified them to instead of Jesus. We waterboarded them. We even desecrated them. And now he thinks, you know, it's only a matter of time before they get their revenge. And he goes on this insane rampage where he basically destroys human civilization as we know it.
So basically...
And
it's basically Forrest Gump meets Fiddler on the Roof. If you're looking for a mashup, something to give your audience sort of a base of what it is,
but with more rocks.
But with more rocks, yeah.
I'm just gonna ask
with
more
rocks. If you're the kind of person that knows rocks, and you have all the rocks,
and you have all the best rocks,
you know all the rocks. Best rocks. Then you like Man vs. Rock.
Am I to assume that you're talking about actual rocks? Because I was getting excited when I thought it was The Rock.
No, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Not The Rock.
No,
Cameron has his rights, but
and he will be hearing from our lawyer for using the name The Rock.
Well, I was also going to say, like, if The Rock wanted to rise up and take over the world, he could, and there would be nothing to stop him.
Except for one man,
except
professor of geology, Buck Stone, in our book, Man vs. Rock. So, yeah, no, it's a pretty funny book. It's an absurd comedy. It doesn't take itself seriously. It was named Indie Book of the Year a couple of years ago by Comic Bastards and Top 15 by Bleeding Cool.
So we get emails from people. We got one email recently where a guy was like, you know, I've been reading comics for, you know, 20 years, and this is, like, the funniest comic book I've ever read. It's not very PC, so if you have tender, dainty ears and you need, you know, you live in a little house on the prairie, you might not like it.
Danny, turn your headphones off.
And it was really nice of my mom to send that email to us.
Also, if you read comics with your ears, you might want to actually see a doctor, because that's not how they're supposed to be taken in. But
I don't think you're really getting the full experience.
That's what I've been doing wrong all these years.
Yeah.
Unless there's an audiobook that I'm not aware of, maybe.
Well, there might be.
Read by Donald Trump.
Give him a reading,
so
Victor.
Down.
He owns
just imagine the hate in that book.
No, I mean, like, Victor actually would go to these conventions, and, like, Victor has, like, the perfect voice, actually, for just, like, selling our book. Like, I try to sell people on the book, and they just, like, wave me off and spit in my face. But Victor says one word, he's like, I'll have five. So, yeah,
well,
Victor has
all the words.
Because I'm not wearing a shirt either.
I mean, that's why I have to come into the studio, and he gets to laze off and, you know, talk from home.
Oh,
I'm the genius behind Man vs. Rock. I'm the one who came up with the idea to replace all the vowels with Y's.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. When you replaced all the vowels, it really added a whole other element to our book.
That was the marketing campaign, and then Sci-Fi stole the idea from us, and, you know, whatever. So...
But you know,
you guys are just getting screwed by everybody.
Yeah. That's what we do.
Yeah, we really are.
Screwed. You know, if only one of us was a lawyer, you know, then we could figure out what to do. But oh well.
I'm sorry the industry treats you guys this way. It's really not fair.
It's all fucking big business.
Fucking,
we like it.
It's
though.
Big. We actually like the abuse.
Yeah, but, after the pain, it's all pleasure.
You know what it is, guys? Fucking Obama. That's what
hell yeah! Finally, finally, someone says that.
Yeah.
No Obama.
It's no coincidence that Obama started the White House with 9 planets. He finished there only 8 planets. Pluto's no longer a planet.
That's true. He started there's a big deal about the space program and about, I guess, like Scott Kelly going up for like a year. And I'm just thinking, like, if there's anything, the space program shows like what a absolute disaster, in Donald Trump's words, the Obama administration has been. Because when he started, there we had 9 planets, and now we only have 8. We lost a planet under his goddamn administration. So yeah, thanks for that.
I mean, that planet was just a big hunk of rock.
We could have sold it to the Chinese and made a fortune. Anyway, that's a big rock, so we actually don't like it. So
exactly.
Yeah, we don't like it.
Fuck
planets. I mean, the Chinese would have been interested. I heard there's cat meat in the middle of it. So.
Mike, don't say that. We got the best planets. Yeah.
We have all the planets.
I know, planets. We have the best planets. I feel like you would say that about one planet, though, so it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I know Mars. I have all the best Mars. What?
And he's
going to win.
Yeah.
So
that's going to be our president.
Yeah, that's our man.
And then his supporters just hail Hitler and fucking go for it.
So the last time you guys were on the show, you had three books out with a fourth coming. He's like coming. And now you guys
don't remind me. It's a painful
I'm sorry. You're
PTSD. Right?
You're in recovery.
Those are trigger words for
me. Absolutely right. I was very insensitive. I mean insensitive. Sorry. I was insensitive. Sorry.
Are you still in the hospital, by the way? Like, in the hospital, or did they let you out yet?
Yes, by hospital, I mean my bed and my laptop. I have three laptops tilted, and I might be looping the trailer still, so.
You gotta give that up, man. You have a problem. It's gonna be okay, Victor.
Yeah, Victor, we're good.
The moment I stop pumping out genius like Man vs. Rock is the moment I stop doing me.
All right. I can't argue with that one. As long as you have all the best words, then, you know, I can't argue. That's just checkmate right there. Shit.
We have four comic books, and we have the fifth one coming. You baited me for that.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
So yeah, we do have our fourth one's been done. Our fifth one has just been finished by our amazing artist Jared Lamp, and it's now going to be colored by our amazing colorist Summer Fitzgerald.
So we want to give them
a shout out.
Guys, it's 2016. You can't use the term colored anymore.
Those are
Trump's
going to
be. Yeah, he's going to be president, so it's going to be like I can use it. That's the least offensive word I can use now.
That is
Trump's going to be elected.
I know colored. All right, I have all the best colored.
Yeah, so we got those out. We have a brand new series coming out called Unpresidential. It's actually, you know, we're talking about the presidential election. I think it's topical, and it's about a man named Kim Jong-un, who runs for president of the United States of America. And basically, like, at first everyone's like, what, the dictator of North Korea? But then, like, as he, like, takes on the media and everyone else, he's like, everyone begins to love him, and he becomes, like, the real contender for the United States presidency.
This sounds so familiar.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
This is...
like, that's like the exact same thing happened when Obama ran.
Exactly. That's what we took it after, so...
But the only difference is Kim Jong-un actually is an American citizen.
Exactly.
Holy shit.
Damn!
I still haven't seen a birth certificate.
Wow.
That was a walk-off home run right there, Victor.
Wow. You should have saved that for the very end of the segment, man.
Yeah, I know.
You should have hung up, and that would have been it.
Take that, Obama. So yeah, we have that coming out too. That should be out in a couple of months. We have a few cons coming up. We've got Chicago C2E2 this weekend, where we'll have our volumes, our merchandise, all that good stuff. So come by our booth 154. The next week we have WonderCon out in LA, since they found out Anaheim wasn't good enough for them.
Yeah, so clearly.
So yeah, we'll be there too, and then we'll be in San Diego, Phoenix, Vegas, hopefully New York, all those big ones too. And I think Victor should make the announcement about our next product. Victor, why don't you take it?
It's like a new invention. It's basically a shoebox, and I cut out sort of like a hand size thing, and you can reach your hand in, and I put it in my lap, and it's sort of like a mystery box. That's one thing. And then the other thing is we have a little video game.
There's more.
There's more, kids. Hang on.
Let's go back to the shoebox.
We have a little RPG video game coming out. Should be out by the summer. So
tell us about that video game. Victor?
It's Buck Stone walking around in RPG land and just fucking shit up and wreaking havoc and just saying terrible things to people and, you know, I don't know, just like everything you think it would be intuitive, like, you know, there's a magical snowman. He's like, hey, would you like to give me a hat? And you give him a hat, and then he turns into a magic snowman and then molests, like, a horde of children. So it's, you know, everything is...
So it's a kid's video game. It's to teach kids about not to talk to strangers and all that good stuff.
Jesus.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's speaking heavily.
He's not. Oh, I, it's not. Totally
the
sounded like
something. Have a fit with you guys.
Totally sounded like something he would show up in.
Yes. So it should be a lot of fun, and I think it will be gratis. So we're hoping to put it on all the app store stuff to play on, like, iPads and phones and stuff like that. So.
Now, will the animation in the game be, like, the same artists that do your books, or is that being done by somebody else?
Yeah. So we're going to have our two artists collaborate. We have Jared and Summer are doing some of the art, and then we'll be having Jeremy doing some of the art as well. Jeremy will be the one who's doing Unpresidential.
Yeah, he's a really cool artist, too. Actually, was just a fan of ours, but we met at a couple of cons, and so we like to always, you know, engage with the common people.
Yeah,
you know,
and he's in art school right now. Actually, so, yeah. He's got a really cool kind of surreal style.
He said he's an artist too. So showed us his work, and we love it. So he's doing Unpresidential, and he's helping us too with the video game. And yeah, we're using a lot of the art that you see in the first four volumes, and. Yeah, I think it's like sort of it's just meant to have fun. Like Mike Man vs. Rockets, like the story is just, you know, it's all about whether you laugh or not to us. We don't really, you know, care about much else. So if you want something totally different, something that's like sort of just absurd, then you'll like the video game too. If you like Man vs. Rock, you'll like that too.
Awesome.
So yeah, Victor's done all the work too, so good for Victor.
Sorry, can you say a little louder?
Good for you, Victor. You win this round.
There's so much resentment there.
He's done. Oh, yeah. I guess you've got it all figured out, Victor.
It's all part of my plan. Swoop in at the end and pull the rug from you.
Yeah. I've got an ace in the hole. Two words, James Cameron. So just you wait.
You son of a bitch.
It's the only guy that could stop you.
I'll be flogging myself tonight like the guy in whatever that movie was about the, like, weird treasures.
Zootopia?
Yeah, Zootopia.
I think you mean The Da Vinci Code, sir.
Oh, yeah. They're very similar films.
Let's see how you mix those up.
Your brain easy works to get better those than two. Me. You have all the good brains.
Yeah. I think Zootopia is actually a remake of The Da Vinci Code. So
But
with animals. Yeah, okay. So kids can deal with it.
For Scientologists instead of Christians. So yeah, so we've got a lot going on right now. A couple of series, Man vs. Rock. The sixth one's underway too. So we hope to have that done by San Diego. And yeah, it's been a pretty busy year for us. You know, and we're not to brag, but we're just crushing it right now.
We're just super awesome.
Like we just. Yeah, I mean,
you know what I love most about you guys though is just how humble you are. You know, yeah, like, I believe you don't see that a lot and. You guys just bring it.
It's hard to be humble when you're as great as we are, but we managed to pull it off. And that's sort of I would say is the best thing about us. Of all of the great things about us, it's our ability to maintain
humility.
Well,
you guys have all the humble. You have the best humble.
That's the best compliment I've ever gotten. Thank you. I'm actually going to quote that like on our website.
Yeah, we're putting on a pod.
We have all the best humble. Jack of all nerds show. That's my favorite from now on.
Oh, shit.
Good one.
Now, you had mentioned something off the air about that you guys, because your original, like the first three issues that I had were all black and white. And yeah. You're talking about going back through and adding color?
We're adding color. We're doing it. Yeah, I mean, when I was growing up, my dad told me two things. He said, you know, invest in
every
reverse.
Every story begins with this.
Yeah, my dad told me two things. He said, invest in reverse mortgages, and if you're going to do a comic book, make it in color. So...
I thought for sure one of those was going to be with great power comes great responsibility.
that was his Uncle Ben.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that was my uncle. Yeah. God.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry.
He's sorry. Like, he remembers it vividly because they were in a game closet at the time.
The third one was actually Don't Let Victor Watch a Spider-Man Trailer. And I fucked that one up big time.
Royally.
Yeah.
Royally.
Better knock those next two out of the park.
The other two are okay. Yeah. Reverse mortgages sold. And the color, yeah, we finally got to it. We have a very brilliant colorist named Summer Fitzgerald, and she's colored. The first three are basically done with the coloring, and the fourth one's underway, and we're going to have the new colored trade coming out too. Excuse my language. I know that's offensive.
It is to my my people especially.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm talking about former athletes because we get traded all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. No, yeah, for sure. Of course.
It very offensive.
You're Derek Jeter, right?
Yes.
So yeah, no, it's we have to give a shout out to all of our artists, Jared Lamp, Summer Fitzgerald, and Jeremy Labib. And yeah, the coloring's coming out too, so we'll have everything ready by, you know, by Phoenix and Vegas in June, and then San Diego in July. So it's exciting times.
Now, when you saw like your first issue like in full color, did it blow?
It was different.
I mean, your mind. Did it blow your mind?
I really liked it. You know, it's kind of interesting to see. Like, we have like a really out there indie book, so like the black and white kind of fits to a degree, and also Jared does a lot of detail in his art, which is great. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a totally like new perspective with the color, and she's a great colorist. So it just really pops out, and you know, it kind of also gives us like sort of a chance to, you know, clean up some of the lettering and, you know, anything that, you know, sort of like how George Lucas fixed Star Wars by changing it over and over and over again. We're going to do that too with Man vs. Rock.
Any chance of there being like a holographic Hayden Christensen in one of the books?
Have you been reading my diary?
I have.
That's basically.
I didn't want to say anything, but yeah, I have.
Volume 5 of Man vs. Rock is just pictures of holographic images of Hayden Christensen. And you know what? The really funny thing is, he came really cheap. He obviously does not have much work right now.
I would imagine he would come like close to free.
He actually paid us to be in our book. But yeah, I mean,
his rights too. Also,
rights to everything. I wish I could actually make a comic book about how the rights to everything revert to
James Cameron.
Reversion, the new.
You might be able to get away with it if you spell James Cameron with all Y's.
That's right. No vowels.
There'll be like an evil robot James Cameron that comes out of the Sci-Fi Channel and, you know, coming from the future to stop the present James Cameron from taking all the rights.
I love it.
That's a good idea, actually.
That's a fucking great idea, actually.
Shoot.
Call it James Cameron Genesis. Oh, my goodness. So, it's almost time for our next break. Do you guys have any other news or projects you want to pimp out while we have Victor on the phone?
Victor, what do you got for us?
Are you not entertained? Is this not enough for you? Am I not enough for you? I don't know. We got James Cameron in the video game, so that should be fun.
Should be a great time, I think, yeah.
Give that man, like, you know, just the smallest sliver, and he'll find a way to, like, steal the rights from that one, you know,
appearance. Trust me, dude. Like, I have no doubt that one day James Cameron will take our product.
I just love if it makes anything. The trailer for Avatar 2, and it's like, Buck Stone.
I'm one man.
What?
Where's the unobtainium? Only one man knows. Yeah, dude. No, we do fear James Cameron. If there's any,
like, as all God-fearing citizens should.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, James Cameron is the real enemy of America. It's not the North Koreans or the Chinese or Trump. It's Cameron.
He's the only one that could really challenge Trump, let's be honest.
That's true.
Maybe, yeah. I mean,
guys, I have the best rights. I have all the rights.
I have the best rights.
Well, like, we actually haven't gotten Victor's input on this presidential election. Do you have any input for it?
I guess I will say is one of our dear Instagram followers, one of our MVPs, had a tweet out that just to keep in mind that if Donald Trump did win, there would be an animatronic Donald Trump at Disneyland.
That's true. We have a guy named Disney Deadpool on Instagram who, like, you know, goes to all the cons as Deadpool, and that's a good point that at Disneyland Donald Trump will be in the Hall of Presidents.
Hall of Presidents.
Yeah, he will be there, like animatronic Donald Trump.
It'll be like his robot would basically have some sort of demented thing where it would basically like counteract the programming and basically walk down the hallways and eat the like robot flesh of the other robots.
I just hope he interrupts every other president when he's speaking.
I actually think Donald Trump is such a narcissist that he would just do that job himself and wouldn't even let them make an animatronic.
Have you ever seen him up close? You wouldn't even be able to tell the difference.
And he would argue with the robots who has bigger robots.
Yeah, he would still argue. Yeah, he would still
argue
with the robots.
You would be able to tell the difference because the hair on the robot would look more real.
That's actually true. I hope they do the hands right, though. I hope the hands are just, you know, just tiny, big hands.
Tiny hands.
Tiny hands.
Yeah.
God damn it. Why do we know this? That was a topic of discussion on a presidential debate.
It's about damn time that we find out the real answers. I'm not voting for some limp dick president, okay?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, indeed.
It's literally a dick measuring contest.
Yeah, it is.
It actually
Speaking of which,
it's like
Victor,
Carly Fiorina had to drop out.
We should probably let you
Speaking
get back
of which, our sponsors.
James came.
I was going to say, we need to let you get back to coming.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it, because I've built up probably like 4 liters while we're talking, so.
You still have that much left, Jesus.
So it's a great trailer. Well,
the power of prayer.
Power of Spidey. So.
My day job's at a dairy farm, so.
Well, Victor, thank you so much for, you know, taking the time to not be here tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Victor.
Hey, I look forward to not being there. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Oh my goodness. Yes, we have to take a commercial break right now. When we come back, we're just gonna make some shit up for the rest of the show. Wait, we've already been doing that.
Yeah.
Okay,
we've done a good job.
We'll plan something for the rest of the show. How about that? If you wish to join the conversation, give us a call 909-989-0789 or message us on Facebook, facebook.com/jackofallnerds. We will be right back.
It's raw, it's uncensored, it's live, 24/7, it's chaoticradio.com.
Have you ever felt victim to a misleading furniture ad? You know the ones that overpromise and underdeliver? Most of those companies promise big savings, but always fall short. Comfort Plus Mattress and Furniture in Rancho Cucamonga is here to change your furniture shopping experience. Quality, a huge selection, and the best pricing. Comfort Plus has it all. You can furnish your entire home at a fraction of retail pricing. Call Comfort Plus now for our current specials, 909-481-3300. Comfort Plus is conveniently located on 4th Street between Archibald and Haven, just north of the 10 freeway in beautiful Rancho Cucamonga. Comfort Plus Mattress and Furniture offers your family a difference you can feel. For more info, go to comfortplus.biz or call 909-481-3300. Make sure to mention Chaotic Radio. That's comfortplus.biz or call 909-481-3300.
Are you and your friends looking for a fun night out, but you're tired of the same old gathering spots? Then you need to get Roadhoused. The Etiwanda Roadhouse, located at 12583 Highland Avenue in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Conveniently located near the Day Creek exit off the 210 freeway. The Etiwanda Roadhouse has nightly food specials, drink specials, pub trivia, karaoke, live entertainment and dancing, and all your favorite sports displayed on large flat-screen televisions. For more information, check them out on Facebook. Facebook.com/E Roadhouse. That's Facebook.com/E Roadhouse. Get Roadhoused at the Etiwanda Roadhouse.
Hey, what's up? This is Chappie from Chaotic Motorsports. Have you been thinking about riding a motorcycle? I have. Maybe for saving time and money on your commute or just being a weekend warrior. Then reach out to the crew at RideRight.net. RideRight is the state's leading certified motorcycle training school that will help you get your DMV riding requirements to get your license fast.
Hey, everyone. This is Zig from the Zig Zone, and not only do I raid the airwaves on my show, but I also have been a rider for more than 30 years. I am also a motorcycle training instructor for RideRight. I've been teaching for RideRight for over a decade, and I can tell you that all of the instructors are fantastic.
Whether you are new to riding or currently riding, want to improve your skills, RideRight is for you. It's easy and very affordable, with 3 locations in California to serve you: Riverside, Van Nuys, and Temecula, and more on the way. Go to their website at RideRight.net. That's RideRight.net, or you can call them at 951-736-8179. That's 951-736-8179.
So even if you don't have a bike, call them. They supply the bikes for training and can help you get your license. Make sure you tell them Zig sent you and mention Chaotic Radio for a special discount. I will see you there.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Eat, drink, play, watch football all season long at Dave & Buster's. Come watch your favorite team at the best damn sports bar ever. And yes, we're open early every Sunday just for you. Make Dave & Buster's of Ontario Mills Mall your favorite football season destination. Come get your game on.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's the barber from the Rantaholics. As some of you know, I may or may not have paid a visit to a courtroom in my life. Okay, maybe two. This doesn't make me the brightest bulb, but one thing is for sure, I always remember to call attorney Scott Henry. When they say to me, who's your one phone call, you best believe I'm calling attorney Scott Henry. At the law offices of Scott Henry, criminal defense is what they eat for breakfast. Don't leave your future and freedom up to some fly-by-night attorney that your mom met at bingo. Take it from me, these things are important. If the popo's got your number, you better have attorney Scott Henry's. Oh, and did I mention he specializes in DUI? If you should have called Uber, but you didn't, then call Scott Henry today. His number is 888-444-7210. That number again is 888-444-7210. Don't mess around, friends. It's your future. Scott is also on the interwebs at www.duipractice.com. Don't take chances. Call a professional.
Stop letting the powers that be control your music listening choices. Do yourself a favor. Take back the control. For at least one night of the week, anyway. Every Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m., listen to Undercovers with Mark and get exposed to the newest of the new music artists and bands. Don't worry about being naked in your knowledge of these great artists, as there's plenty of room under the covers with Mark. Every Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m., chaoticradio.com.
Oh, hi-ho, everyone. This is Kermit the Frog. You're listening to the Jack of All Nerds show on Chaotic Radio.
Welcome back to the Jack of All Nerds on Chaotic Radio. Tonight, we have one of the creators of Man vs. Rock in the studio. And before the break, we had the other creator on the phone.
No, it was a great... great radio there.
It was. Was
ratings lovely. Through the roof.
Lovely. We tackled his drug addiction.
Hey, hopefully he seeks rehab.
I know.
Finally. You know.
It'd be nice.
Got to happen one day.
Here on Behind the Comics on VH1. I forgot to mention this earlier, but we ran a contest this week to give away all kinds of space crap. That's literally... frozen poo from the space station.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Approximate street value.
I just want to ask.
2 cents on the dollar.
How was this obtained?
That's a secret.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I could tell you, but then I'd have to shit on you.
Oh. If you're into that.
It's awkward. We have our space and time giveaway, which features some Star Wars stuff. Some Doctor Who stuff, some Star Trek stuff, you know, space and time stuff.
You know, space stuff?
Yeah, and time.
Yeah.
But we have our winner, Mr. Nathan Denton.
Woo!
Congratulations. We will notify you via email if you're not listening to this broadcast, which you probably aren't. Because I learned a harsh lesson about posting contests on... however the fuck you pronounce it. Imgur?
Imgur.
Imgur.
Yeah. But we got a couple of people that actually submitted from there before everyone was like, this doesn't have tits or cats. So, yeah. I believe he was one of the ones that submitted from that. So, congratulations, Nathan. You've won it all.
Except tits and cats. We don't have those. Sorry.
Could be arranged. To the cat shelter.
Yeah, call James Cameron. He's got the rights to both.
I know I was making a face before we came back.
Yes.
And you were looking at me quizzically like, what? There's a thing called conversationstarters.com. And it just, It just posts random questions. It's
no way that's a thing.
It is, and I was looking at some of the random shit that it throws out there because it's so weird. Like, why would you ever do this? But this isn't even the first one. I'm like five in. And it was like, are you a pessimist or an optimist?
That's a conversation starter. Yeah.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Sexually?
Yes.
Huh.
What would you want your last words to be?
Space.
That
shit.
Sounds like a conversation ender.
End quote. Yeah, right?
Just imagine, let's say you're a hot lady. Let's just, I know.
Stretch it.
Stretch
okay?
the imagination.
Stretch it.
You're at a bar. I walk up to you and I say, what would you want your last words to be? Is that
terrifying.
Dude, if I'm a hot lady, I'm on my knees blowing you that very second if you ask me that. Without question.
The last words I'm going to say, I'm calling the cops.
Yeah. That is so fucking creepy.
Oh my God. I don't think that's like a break the ice type of thing. I think it's like your friends, you're at a party,
I wonder if these conversation starters can be, you can apply the same thing you would apply to fortune cookies, and you can just do in the sheets at the end of every statement.
Oh God.
Wow. What's the longest amount of time you've slept for?
That's a good
that also,
start,
also. That also. Don't.
Because we're going to make it longer.
What guys, fucking website is this?
Don't use these conversation starters at a bar, all right?
Or as icebreakers.
Or anyone.
These are sit around kind of with your friends at a kickback or whatever.
I think also these are great conversation starters if you're trying to get a job, like for an interview. Like, oh, my name is Kevin Bieber. Oh, how long do you sleep for? Yeah. How long have you ever slept for?
Do you believe in a higher being?
What sort of in a weird the one. Actual fuck?
Yeah. What was the last gift you received?
The gift of laughter.
Have you ever heard of fellatio?
Oh, now we're repeating questions.
Lame.
Yeah. What was your least favorite job that you've had? Jizz mopper.
Vivid, so, dude. They're dicks.
Actually, during the break, by the way, my fiance texted me. She said she's an Obama supporter. She's one of those subbies.
Oh, right.
And so she said, no Obama equal no booty.
Damn.
I know. So,
better get on that side of the fence.
If any of you guys have a basement I can sleep in, that would be really nice.
Well,
also, I'm calling out, reaching out to all the listeners here at Jack of All Trades. If you have a basement and you want a stranger to live in,
fortunately,
you know, how long do you sleep?
You always have Victor and the Civil War trailer.
That's true. So. That's the most important thing. So my first actually words to my fiance were that you need a life coach. It was at a Los Angeles Clippers game, which is where all great love stories begin.
Well,
and
yeah.
She was eating a brownie, but like was like girl eating a brownie, which was like nibbling like two little bites off of it.
Yeah, right.
Like, you need a fucking life coach. How long do you sleep for?
And then that was it.
And that was love.
Love
yeah.
at first sight.
And now we're getting married. So
I mean, once she woke up, anyway.
Yeah. I said to her, like, I pretty much, yeah, was going on that website saying, do you believe in a higher power?
But in all seriousness, though, what's the biggest physical challenge you've ever faced?
No! What?
That's something that's on the website. What's the biggest physical challenge you've ever faced?
It was on Double Dare.
Negging? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, that sounds like
Yeah.
Like you walk up to a girl and you're just like, so what's the biggest physical challenge you've ever faced?
Like, yeah, what's me tonight?
Are you a spender or a saver?
These are not conversation starters.
It's good. I think it's good to talk finances off the bat.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. You want to be honest and be upfront.
I just noticed
you from across the bar. I just got to wonder, do you spend a lot or do you save a lot? Because I got nothing. So,
dude, I don't even know how many of these are creeper lines. Like, if you were to walk up to someone,
all of them.
What would you do differently if you could relive the past year?
So let me ask you guys a question, though. What level do you think you have to be where you can use any one of those and have a woman, you know, go home with you anyway? Like, obviously, if you go like Brad Pitt could do, say any of these creepy lines, and any girl is coming back with them.
Any guy that looks like he has money can say that?
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm gonna say Tony Shalhoub.
Tony Shalhoub is like the great cutoff there.
Yeah. That's good.
If you're Tony Shalhoub, you can do it. Anybody below Tony Shalhoub is fucked.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. That's a solid measure.
That is a solid
right
especially
there.
If he does it as the what's his face character from MIB?
Yeah, or the guy from Wings.
Jeebs. Yeah. He's because he's got just enough like. Just enough balance of like quirk and creep to where like you might actually find it endearing.
Just he's a fucking monk for 10 years, no matter what he says, I mean, he can
be like, "Oh, you might be autistic. That's adorable."
I mean, that might be a one liner too. There, it's like on there. Oh, you might be autistic. That's adorable. Then she comes home with you.
I would not be surprised if that was on there.
So do you think that website is like actually serious at all, or do you think it's like just trying to get people arrested?
It honestly, it looks like a shit website that someone made in their basement with popsicle WordPress sticks. I don't like. It's literally just that. There's nothing else. Just this generator, and you just click the button, and it just cycles through all this shit. What was your first car?
That's terrible.
Yeah. What's your family like? I'm glad I discovered it though, guys.
Okay, wait. These are the same questions that like. Websites will ask you for like a secret password for.
That's a great point. Maybe this is a way to get your first car password.
As you're hacking into our life.
Yeah, there's this little tab at the bottom. It looks like it's picking up everything we're saying. That's weird.
The next one is, what's your social security number?
What was your first pet's name?
What's your mother's maiden name?
Oh, God.
If you knew you couldn't fail... What would you do?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Actually, okay, look.
Create that website.
I know we've been kind of off nerd stuff tonight, but there's something that I absolutely must bring up. In the state of our United States right now, with all the violence and all the hate, Black Lives Matter, all that stuff, can we talk for a minute? My girlfriend pointed out to me the most racist commercial I've ever seen in my life for the Prius. I don't know if you've seen this. With the four fucking white guys who rob a bank,
mm-hmm.
and they run outside and their getaway car is gone, and so they steal a Prius.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they go on this fucking like running from the cops, but it's like, oh, these four white guys in a Prius, everyone's like watching and they're like, we heart you. And like they're on the news and they're making them like heroes. And it's four white guys. That robbed this bank and they're doing
well. They can't be four black guys robbing a bank because that's racist.
I know,
it's true. So.
It's so fucking wrong. And it's so racially insensitive at this time in our country when there is all this like cop violence and stuff like that. And you're like, well, what if it's four white guys ripping off a bank and going on the run?
So that's fine.
I feel safer. I mean, I
throw some panties.
I have to say, I feel safer with four white guys robbing a bank than four black guys.
Especially
robbing
if their
a
getaway car's a Prius.
Yeah, I know. That's the other thing. Like that's a fucking. Does anybody take a fucking getaway car seriously? It's a goddamn Prius.
That's what makes it okay. It's
good luck finding a wheelman to drive that.
They're eco-friendly, so that's what makes them lovable.
I mean, look, maybe they even wanted to stop at the farmer's market. So really, I don't think. I don't think they're that harmful.
Guys, stop. I need some organic asparagus. What?
But it's like there's not even three white guys and a brother. It's just it's four white guys.
I think they were like too scared shitless to cast like
Trevor,
one.
Pick a car. How about the Prius?
They didn't even throw a Mexican in there. It's just like it's wrong.
Somebody was paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to come up with that idea.
Fucking Toyota.
Yeah. Well, no, because it was a Super Bowl commercial. So they were paid millions of dollars to come up with that fucking idea.
Ugh. And then they put it on the air, and that's another couple $1 million.
Yeah.
And it has not stopped airing.
No, it hasn't. No, it airs all the time. That's not even that good.
So I guess America's really racist then, huh?
Well,
really?
I can't believe there's no racism
problem in America. What's wrong with you?
Well, hey, we know racists. All right? We have all the best racists.
We have the best racists.
All right, Mike, I found out a little piece of information, and I want to kind of bring it into the show because, you know, we're kind of struggling for a topic.
We have nothing left to say.
Are you sure? Because I thought we were doing fine.
Well, we actually were going to get to a serious topic, but that hasn't happened yet. But please.
Well, hey, I'm just...
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm being genuine. Oh. No. Reach up and touch the glass.
No more window love.
I can't reach. Sorry. It didn't work the way I planned.
It is Chuck Norris's 76th birthday today.
Holy shit. Why didn't we talk about
this sooner? He's 76 years old.
He is 76 years
old. You know,
old.
No coincidence because America was founded in 1776.
Boom.
So
he's 76 years young.
That's right.
Yeah. Chuck Norris doesn't get old. I wanted to do a top 10 list of Chuck Norris facts.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Sure. These are all, I'm sure, completely factual, not made up in the slightest.
Number one, how long do you sleep?
Chuck Norris doesn't sleep. All right. Number 10. Chuck Norris will never have a heart attack. His heart isn't foolish enough to attack him.
Yeah.
Number 9. When Chuck Norris swims in the ocean, the sharks are in a steel cage. Number 8. When Chuck Norris turned 18, his parents moved out. That's funny. Number 7. If Chuck Norris was a Spartan in the movie 300, the movie would be called One. I've never heard these. They're actually pretty good. Number 6. Chuck Norris knows Victoria's Secret.
Okay.
All right. I believe it.
Yeah.
Number 5,
intimately.
Chuck Norris doesn't dial the wrong phone number. You answered the wrong phone.
Touche.
God, some of these are wordy. Number 4, Chuck Norris is currently suing NBC, claiming Law and Order are trademark names for his left and right legs.
That's good.
Dun, dun.
Number 3, the easiest way to determine Chuck Norris's age is to cut him in half and count the rings.
What?
I don't know. Tree.
It's like a sociopath.
Cut him in half.
Oh, God. Okay.
Number 2?
Number 2. He who laughs last, laughs best. He who laughs at Chuck Norris is definitely his last laugh.
That one was quite wordy.
That was yeah.
It's poetic.
Yeah. A lot of alliteration.
Oh, how much wood could a wood Chuck Norris chuck?
All of the wood. The answer is all of the wood.
All of the wood.
And number 1, probably the most known Chuck Norris fact. Chuck Norris was once bitten by a cobra, and after 5 days of excruciating pain, the cobra died.
I feel like there is a much better list out there somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah.
I like number 1.
Well, this list is like 20. I just did the top 10.
Yeah, even then.
Let's do 20 more.
Well, for his birthday, actually, he went before, but he actually visited the Virgin Islands, and now they're just called the Islands.
It's pretty good.
I feel like this has to stop.
Yeah.
Okay, back to your regularly scheduled
You were
program.
Looking up conversation starters,
seriously.
Mike.
Seriously.
You literally went to the Creeper's Handbook online.
But here's the thing. We already agreed before the break that we were going to talk about Daredevil coming up.
Oh, yeah, right.
And that was just like I just happened to like type it into a search engine, and it came up, and I was like, well, this is weird. We must talk about it. So there you go.
I like that we've somehow managed to get off topic on a topic we don't have.
I know, that we haven't even started talking about yet. So, Daredevil Season 2 comes out in 4 days.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Just 4? Wow, where did this thing go?
Yeah, this is the most obnoxious thing I've ever seen on Netflix. There is a countdown timer that pops up every time I log into Netflix. It's like, Daredevil Season 2, 4 days, 3 hours, and whatever, and it's counting down.
Down. Yeah. I don't know what the complaint is.
And then there's a button to rewatch the first series, like the first season.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Are you excited about it?
I was a fan of the first one.
Yeah, it was
good. And I'm excited to see the addition of Punisher and Elektra.
I think the first season took all the best parts from the movie and made it its own. So that's what I really liked about the first season of Daredevil. It didn't stay too far from its Ben Affleck source material.
All the best material, the stuff that didn't make it into the film.
all that stuff.
Yeah. That's in the director's cut, and that's what they actually based it off of. So
what's Netflix's plan? Now they're going to do the second season, and then they're going to do like a team up.
No, they're going to do that eventually, but it'll go Daredevil Season 2, Luke Cage will be out at the end of the year, they'll do Iron Fist. And then I don't know which one will come first, but it'll probably be Jessica Jones Season 2. And then they'll do The Defenders, where they take all of them and put them together.
So is this going to be the last season of Daredevil? Or
I don't know if it'll necessarily be the last season, but it'll be the last season before they all come together.
Do you think blind people
like,
everywhere are pissed off if this is the last season? So if I were blind,
they don't get to watch the show anyway.
Yeah,
so.
they don't know.
What, they don't can know. Listen.
Just play it backwards.
They can watch it as if they were Daredevil.
That's right.
No, because he can technically see.
He can see the shape of a TV. He can't make out the images on it.
No.
He's kind of a shyster, actually, when you think about it. Because like when I like watch it and they show like all the shit that he actually can see.
Yeah,
like,
I was
this guy's not fucking blind.
Fucking blind.
Like this guy like claims disability and all that shit. He's not. He sees more than I do, man.
He sees the way Neo sees the Machine City in Matrix Revolutions.
I didn't notice that until you just said that.
I like how like retro the show's gone. Like Chuck Norris and Neo from the Matrix. We're going retro tonight, well, I mean, guys.
It doesn't make sense if you go with Neo, the recording artist. It just doesn't.
Oh, Neo.
I don't think he sees that way.
He doesn't. Yeah, he's not. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Look, season one was awesome. Look,
bottom line, he doesn't see like Ben Affleck saw as Daredevil, and that's just staring with his mouth open. Because that's what it means, being blind. You have to have your fucking mouth open with your eyes open.
What so we can taste?
Wow. Yeah, no, I thought season one was fantastic. It was such a binge-worthy show. I thought they did a great job in telling a really good story. And I think the addition of the Punisher in a kind of villainous role, because I think a lot of times people forget that, like, that guy doesn't play nice with others, and he's definitely an asshole. And most of the people that you like don't fucking like him at all. So I think it'll be really interesting to watch them clash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about Elektra? Are you excited for her?
She's hot, so sure.
I like how like the first Punisher comment you had was very in depth, and it was, like, you actually had reasons for why you were excited about the Punisher, and the lecture you're like, she's hot, so what? Yeah, no,
tits and cats, man,
tits and cats.
You know, Derek likes to objectify women. That's all.
Have they gone into detail about what her role is? Is it going to be like their first time meeting or
no?
Tits and cats.
Tits and cats.
Yeah, okay. They literally, the trailer for season two doesn't really show anything about her.
Yeah, and that's to answer your question in the Punisher type of way. Elektra is not a character that I've ever like cared for in general. So I'm sure the show itself will.
I mean, he loved the movie.
Everyone loved the movie, though.
Come on.
Who did?
Come on. But they've never been able to do anything as good as the movie since. So, no, I think they'll do a lot of good things with her. But, like you just said, I don't know where she fits in this whole kind of universe. The Punisher, I understand, and that whole dynamic of those two make a lot of sense of them going head to head.
The justice angle sort of thing.
Yeah, right.
The thing is, in the first season, he fights a member of the Red Hand, and that's...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
She's supposed to be a part of that organization. Yeah. So she might even be a bad guy initially at first, too.
Yeah, there was an indication from the trailer that, like, he knew who she was, and they had met before.
They said that in the first season, actually. There was, like, some, like, flashback episode where... Foggy said to her something like, "Who is that Greek? Remember that Greek girl you dated in law school or something like that, or college or something."
Yeah,
so,
right.
So it did the foreshadowing.
Yeah,
it did the foreplay.
Yeah, it'll be.
Do you think? You think when she's introduced, there'll be as much power fucking as there was on Jessica Jones?
God, one can only hope.
So here's what I hope happens. I hope that like they go. There's like a trailer released at the very last minute, and it's just like all the good stuff, and then Spider-Man shows up at the very end. And he's just like,
"Hey, everyone."
Yeah, "Hey, everyone." And then everyone just goes fucking apeshit.
No. If he shows up, he has to do the Dexter gift where he shows up and he goes, "Surprise, motherfucker." That's what he has to do. He has to do that.
I feel like there's somebody probably making that already.
No, it's already done. I've already watched it.
Hilarious. I mean Spider-Man on the Daredevil trailer.
That
makes sense. I mean, it's New York. That's his turf.
It is.
Oh, shit. That'll be in the road cut of... of Daredevil season two.
Do you think Jennifer Garner is ever like just wrapping up her Capital One commercials, and it's just like How the Mighty Have Fallen?
I'm gonna call it Mighty.
Do you think she's ever, like that role should have been mine? No, I don't know.
Nope.
Yes, absolutely. She's like, that's the one that got away.
Like, but I'm Elektra.
You think about it, Daredevil actually like sort of fucked her life over. Like she, you know, met Ben Affleck, she got married, she went to the Elektra, and that was it for her movie career. And then, and then she gets divorced after he fucks a nanny. And you know, I mean, so that Daredevil like literally like ruined a person's life.
Which is funny because as much as bad as everyone talks about Daredevil, you even mention Elektra and they hate it 20 times more than they hated Daredevil.
Elektra's a shitty movie.
It is amazing that they were able to make a spinoff movie off a movie that is considered one of the worst comic book movies.
But when you go back and you
have
watch
you seen Howard the Duck?
Daredevil.
Fuck you, Howard the Duck's amazing.
Like, Elektra was actually one of the more enjoyable parts of the movie.
I mean, yeah.
And Daredevil. So everyone
when she's
thought,
practicing those sighs to Evanescence, man, that gets me going.
Yeah, got Evanescence,
okay, let's just make one thing clear. Evanescence is the best part of Daredevil.
But everyone thought, they're like, okay, we'll just take Ben Affleck out of the equation and we'll have a winner.
Yeah, no.
And they were wrong.
They were wrong.
It's the first time you took Ben Affleck out of an equation. I ended up having a worse fucking product.
The best part of Elektra, though, was Stick. Stick was the best part of that.
I have never seen Elektra. I watched Daredevil and I think that Daredevil gets a bad rap. Probably because of Obama.
That's probably true. You're right.
It has to have something to do with that. It's like not like a good movie, but it's not like the worst fucking movie in the world history, like Elektra was, you know. At least I could like sit through Daredevil in the theaters. But yeah, Elektra was so.
I'm telling you, man, Evanescence single-handedly saved Daredevil.
Hell yeah, I was all about Evanescence growing
up. Dude, I was too. And that movie, like, the soundtrack was Evanescence's first album.
It's like Batman Forever, dude.
Yeah,
you got like a shitty movie with a great seal,
with a fucking great
and then you're
soundtrack.
Great. Yeah, I mean.
It's really sad when that's all you can think about fondly of a movie. Look, well, it had a good soundtrack.
Hell yeah.
Look, Kiss from a Rose took that whole movie, threw it on its back, and was like, that's cool. I'll carry you to financial success.
We all know, Derek, that was your soundtrack for 1996 or whatever.
It was. It was.
Actually, if my fiance is listening, I think that should be our first dance is Kiss from a Rose. So, if you don't agree, don't call in.
But you guys have to dress as Batman and Robin.
Ooh, yeah.
She'll definitely be into dressing as Robin for her wedding. Off the wedding dress.
I was actually going to suggest you dress as Robin.
Dress Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, gee golly, Willikers, Batman, I do.
Oh, all right, we got to take our final commercial break of the evening, and when we come back, we're going to talk more nonsense.
Yes!
Yeah, I saw him looking for
it
as soon as you brought it up.
Fuck yeah.
I saw him looking for it.
I went on the internet.
So if you wish to join the conversation, give us a call, 909-989-0789, or message us on facebook.com/jackofallnerds. We will be right back. Do we all start singing along right now?
BS just won't do. ChaoticRadio.com.
When it comes to your vehicle maintenance, we know you have a lot of options. But with so many options, it can be hard to find an honest and reliable shop. That's where Mike's Automotive comes in. At Mike's Automotive, we have a commitment to honest service at a reasonable price. Located in the heart of Upland, Mike's Automotive is ready to prove to you that honest auto repair still exists. So for starters, bring your car in for any major service and your oil change is on us. Call for an appointment today, 909-373-3040. That phone number again is 909-373-3040, or find us on the web at mikesautomotiveandtire.com.
Have you ever fell victim to a misleading furniture ad? You know, the ones that overpromise and underdeliver? Most of those companies promise big savings but always fall short. Comfort Plus Mattress and Furniture in Rancho Cucamonga is here to change your furniture shopping experience. Quality, a huge selection, and the best pricing. Comfort Plus has it all. You can furnish your entire home at a fraction of retail pricing. Call Comfort Plus now for our current specials, 909-481-3300. Comfort Plus is conveniently located on 4th Street between Archibald and Haven, just north of the 10 Freeway in beautiful Rancho Cucamonga. Comfort Plus Mattress and Furniture offers your family a difference you can feel. For more info, go to comfortplus.biz or call 909-481-3300. Make sure to mention Chaotic Radio. That's comfortplus.biz or call 909-481-3300.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's up? This is Chappie from Chaotic Motorsports. Have you been thinking about riding a motorcycle? I have. Maybe for saving time and money on your commute or just being a weekend warrior. Then reach out to the crew at RideRight.net. RideRight is the state's leading certified motorcycle training school that will help you get your DMV riding requirements to get your license fast.
Hey, everyone. This is Zig from the Zig Zone, and not only do I raid the airwaves on my show, but I also have been a rider for more than 30 years. I am also a motorcycle training instructor for RideRight. I have been teaching for RideRight for over a decade, and I can tell you that all of the instructors are fantastic.
Whether you are new to riding or currently riding, want to improve your skills, RideRight is for you. It's easy and very affordable, with three locations in California to serve you: Riverside, Van Nuys, and Temecula, and more on the way. Go to their website at RideRight.net. That's RideRight.net, or you can call them at 951-736-8179. That's 951-736-8179.
So even if you don't have a bike, call them. They supply the bikes for training and can help you get your license. Make sure you tell them Zig sent you and mention Chaotic Radio for a special discount. I will see you there.
Come watch your favorite team at the best damn sports bar ever. And yes, we're open early every Sunday just for you. Make Dave and Buster's of Ontario Mills Mall your favorite football season destination. Come get your game on.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's the barber from the Rantaholics. As some of you know, I may or may not have paid a visit to a courtroom in my life. Okay, maybe two. This doesn't make me the brightest bulb, but one thing is for sure, I always remember to call attorney Scott Henry. When they say to me, "Who's your one phone call?" you best believe I'm calling attorney Scott Henry. At the law offices of Scott Henry, criminal defense is what they eat for breakfast. Don't leave your future and freedom up to some fly-by-night attorney that your mom met at bingo. Take it from me, these things are important. If the popo's got your number, you better have attorney Scott Henry's. Oh, and did I mention he specializes in DUI? If you should have called Uber, but you didn't, then call Scott Henry today. His number is 888-444-7210. That number again is 888-444-7210. Don't mess around, friends. It's your future. Scott is also on the interwebs at www.duipractice.com. Don't take chances. Call a professional.
Riddle me this, Batman. Where can I find the best selection of comic books in the Inland Empire?
I'm not playing your twisted game, Nigma.
Oh, just answer the question, Batsy, and we'll let you go.
Yes, unless you think you have something to fear.
You might want to find someone to write new riddles. The answer is Four Color Fantasies comic book store in Rancho Cucamonga. They have the biggest selection of comics, graphic novels, and collectibles. For more information, visit them on the web at fourcolorfantasies.com or give them a call at 909-563-8751.
Fourcolorfantasies.com, 909-563-8751. He got every detail correct.
Well, who came up with this ridiculous question?
You did.
Oh, you're right. I guess we'll leave that to you next time. Oh, well, I guess we have to let him go.
But I didn't get to use my fear toxin.
You're listening to the Deadpool Show, starring me, Deadpool.
What? What do you mean that's not on the cards? Oh, all right. You're listening to the Jack of All Nerds on Chaotic Radio. Chaotic. I'm going to go get some pancakes.
Welcome back to the Jack of All Nerds on Chaotic Radio. Tonight, we've got one of the creators of Man vs. Rock in the studio. Kevin, what's up?
It's great to be here, guys.
That's actually his last name. Here now.
Kevin, what's up?
Kevin, what's up?
Kevin, what's up, Bieber?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Sorry. We got a little 90s, guys. We had a trip down memory lane during the break, so.
It's kind of been like a best of show. Remember the time we did
Chuck Norris facts and we read off the internet and we remembered Garth Brooks.
You guys remember Kiss from a Rose?
Kiss from a Rose was great. Man. Hell yeah.
Can we do a flashback show at some point where it's
please.
But just as obnoxious, we won't even play audio for previous shows. We'll just play a sound effect that makes it sound like we've gone into the flashback. And then there's just dead silence until we come back from it. We're like, that was a fun memory.
Yes.
Oh, God. Anyway, speaking of flashbacks.
Hey-o. I'm sorry. that was inappropriate.
No, there was actually some other news. I know this it had been mentioned before, but apparently it's been confirmed now, according to the internet, which means that it may not actually be confirmed.
Right.
Take it with a pillar of salt.
Beetlejuice 2.
About time.
Beetlejuice 2.
I hope that's what it's called.
But and apparently Michael Keaton and Winona
and Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Hollywood just keeps coming up with new ideas, and that's why I love it.
I realize
fucking originality,
I realize that I didn't finish that statement. It's Winona Ryder, not like the recording artist Winona. Not the country star.
The Judd.
Yeah, yeah. She's not the
Judd. Judd Dredd.
What are your thoughts on that?
You know, look. No.
No?
Not down. Sorry.
Really?
Not down.
Not even with Michael Keaton attached?
Nope.
Wow. That's harsh.
I...
You feel it's going to be too much Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yes.
Johnny Depp is going to be in it. He's going to play like Beetlejuice's son.
Yeah,
it's
and
gonna
fucking... they're going to give a role to Johnny Depp, and it's just going to be Jack Sparrow in fucking Beetlejuice.
So this is like a sequel or is this a reboot?
It's a sequel.
Then, you know, hell yeah.
I
just want to know what's been happening with Beetlejuice for the past 35 years.
No, well, it just...
Did they confirm Gina Davis or Alec Baldwin?
They didn't say anything about them.
Okay. They're still alive?
I imagine...
Well, they were not alive the whole movie.
Here's the thing. I imagine that you would not be able to use any of them because... They're dead, and they're not supposed to age anymore.
That's
Michael
true.
Keaton, you can get away with because he's covered in shit. Like,
yeah.
You know, like he's got all that makeup on, so you can kind of hide it. But them...
Yeah. They should do is take a lesson from Ghostbusters and make an all-female Beetlejuice. That's Hollywood magic.
I don't
think
you can call it Beetlejuice.
No, you can. You can do whatever you want. If you're...
Who would play Beetlejuice?
Melissa McCarthy.
Like, yeah, it would be a Melissa McCarthy
it would
vehicle.
Yeah, it totally would.
I'm going with Katherine Heigl, but anybody else, you know.
Winona Ryder,
I want to see her fucked up.
Winona Ryder would definitely be Kristen Wiig, because they have to be together. And then...
Why are we doing this?
We don't
need to do this.
Okay, I'll have one more...
Damn you for putting this in our heads.
Okay, so one more question, though. Who would own the rights in 2019
James
to this?
James Cameron. Or George Lucas. Or Disney. Probably Disney.
Oh, shit.
Well, who actually takes on the role of Mr. Dietz, who will later be discovered that they're actually a pedophile the whole time?
Jared Fogle.
There you go.
Like, we already perfect. Have the perfect guy there.
Done. Absolutely done. To me, this has Dumb and Dumber 2 written all over it.
It's a great movie.
Son of a bitch.
So not Dumb and Dumberer, but
the actual sequel that everyone was like, oh, I'm so excited that everyone's getting back together. And then they watched it and they were like, oh, that really shouldn't have happened. that's what I get from this. I feel like a movie that's fucking 35 years old. Like, leave it alone. Just... I don't want a sequel. I love the original Beetlejuice, and I 35 years later, I don't care. Sorry.
Okay.
I just don't.
Danny?
I mean, you just got to ask yourself, but what if, Derek?
Exactly.
But what if 35 years was the perfect marinating age for this film? Look at me.
I think that's an excellent point. I think that's the dispositive opinion right here. 35 years is the perfect time to bring back Beetlejuice.
And Winona Ryder.
Exactly. She's been marinating, like you said, like in a little like pod for the last 35 years waiting to be released.
She's been tiptoeing on the outskirts waiting to come back into the limelight. You know, Spock's mom.
Was she Spock's mom?
She was Spock's mom.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she was.
In the movie for like 2 seconds.
She was the Spider-Man.
She was killed.
That's how they dropped her off a fucking cliff. As well she deserved.
Thanks, J.J. Abrams.
Lens flares.
Gotta love J.J. Abrams.
That's sad when Lens Flare has a bigger role in the movie than Winona Ryder.
Danny, that is your one for the day. That was fucking fantastic.
Do you think because of the way that Tim Burton films have gone, like highly CG, do you think that the remake will just be
I absolutely do. I think
We'll spend more time in the afterlife sections, but it'll be like all
It'll look like the Ghostbusters reboot.
All the sandworms will be CG.
Yeah,
the bottom Carter will be Beetlejuice's wife.
I feel like there's a certain... So maybe Beetlejuice and Winona Ryder is the right amount of marination. Like 35 years is the right amount of time. Tim Burton has proven that his best work is far behind him.
I agree.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Absolutely. I don't think he has the creative spark or creative eye that he had when he created something like Beetlejuice. And I think that is long gone. And perhaps, I don't think...
Perhaps you're not familiar with a little title called Big Fish?
That's the past. Never mind.
Thanks.
That's like 15
years. I'm glad you retracted it yourself.
So basically you think that Tim Burton should be taken out and shot like a horse that does no longer perform.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Sure.
We're all, you gotta go like Trump here. You gotta go big. It's not good enough to say, okay, like, I just think his best moves behind us. You have to say, like, he deserves to be shot and killed.
Listen,
for Big Fish.
I like Tim. I like Tim a lot. I like him. Tim likes me. So.
But look, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna build a wall.
And put keep Tim those, on the other side.
Keep those damn worms
and
out.
And just put Tim on the other side.
All right, let's take a trip back.
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk about his past work, and you can say. Best, or you're wrong. Starting with Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Solid as fuck.
Solid.
Has like 2 stars on Netflix. They don't agree with you.
Are you... What?
Yeah.
They just don't like Pee-wee because he has that rap, dude.
Fucking millennials, dude.
They don't understand the joy.
Beetlejuice.
They don't understand the joy of Pee-wee Herman.
Of Pee-wee Herman.
The original Beetlejuice, obviously. It's up there.
Sure.
Batman.
It's good. Solid.
Edward Scissorhands.
Good.
Edward Batman Hands. No, sorry. Batman Returns.
Underrated.
Very underrated.
It was one
of the best Batman.
It's a very strong sequel.
Yes.
One of the best sequels, in my opinion. Ed Wood.
Never saw it.
I don't think anybody did.
Yeah. No. So I
actually didn't know he made that.
I thought that was M. Night Shyamalan, actually. So
I've seen parts of it, and that's...
That's not very Tim Burton-esque, right?
It was... Well, because it's a kind of... It's not a documentary, but really a docudrama. About Ed Wood and starring Johnny Depp.
Yeah, it really surprised audiences that he cast Johnny Depp in one of
movies. They were shocked.
I think that was the first time they worked together. It's like solidified his position with Tim Burton.
What was right after they did Edward Scissorhands together, and then Ed Wood, and then after Ed Wood, it was like they became like bed buddies, and
now he's in everything.
Did everything from there,
including Helena Bonham Carter. Hey-o.
Mars Attacks.
Yes, solid. I love that movie.
I had no fucking idea he directed that.
I didn't know he did either.
That's crazy.
I think the stigma's there. Like, you can tell.
Yeah.
Like, the Tim Burton touch is on that movie.
Yep. Sleepy Hollow.
Yes.
That is actually, I will tell you this. I hated it when I first saw
it.
Yeah, I did. And that movie is a movie that has aged like wine, because now I think it is wildly creative and very well done.
Well, guess what?
And I'll say this.
I don't drink.
I love Christina Ricci as a blonde. So
yeah, no, yes. I do too.
And yeah.
Just like Elektra.
Planet of the Apes.
I rest my case.
You're unfucking believable.
Yeah, that one was.
So you're saying that's the first film on his road to
nothingness. So far, I mean, even if you want to give Pee-wee Herman a miss, I mean, and that's fine. It's not for everybody, but. That one I would even put in the good book, but
The difference is Pee-wee Herman, like a cult, it has a cult following.
Yes.
I don't think Planet of the Apes.
Say this though: Tim Roth was dope in that movie as the bad ape.
Oh yeah.
Do you know actually he turned down a huge role for he turned down I think a big role in Harry Potter as Snape.
No shit.
Oh, shit.
That's the worst fucking career move ever.
Yeah.
It's like you get like 10 shit. Goddamn movies. Of Snape.
But even if you thought like, oh, well, it's Planet of the Apes is going to fucking take off and make, like, you took a role that would never show your face.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was the first choice for Severus Snape.
Fuck, can you imagine a Tim Roth
movie? They still would have auditioned, Alan Rickman. Even if Tim Roth said yes.
Well, I guarantee Alan Rickman would have been in the movie somewhere. Yeah, even somewhere. If he wasn't
He'd have been
role.
Dumbledore or something.
Yeah, he'd have been somebody, but...
Fuck, man. Tim Roth as Severus Snape.
That's
literally changing the way I watch Harry Potter now.
How the fuck did he not get included in, like, later films in, like, a minor role?
I think they just, like...
He just burned.
Warner Brothers just like, you know, fuck you.
Yeah, he came back. He's like, do you have a part for me? And they're like, get out of here, you damn dirty ape. All right, so Planet of the Apes was offensive in many ways. Big Fish, I actually enjoyed Big Fish.
Good, really Big Fish.
It's kind of a divisive film, but I'm not going to put it on the.
I think it healed America, but that's just my view.
Did it make America great?
It did.
Damn you, Derek.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Awful.
Wah, wah.
God.
That went on for a while.
Yeah, that was. I'm
just like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory did.
Folly. It really is. That was one of those that it should have ended at a certain point. And it didn't. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Corpse Bride.
I did not see that.
Oh, you missed the Nightmare. He didn't direct Nightmare Before Christmas.
He
wrote
it.
Yeah. But that was like his like Nightmare Before Christmas sort of remake kind of thing.
It's now Disney's Tim Burton's.
Okay.
Nightmare Before Disney Christmas.
Owned by James Cameron.
Yeah. He followed up Corpse Bride with Sweeney Todd.
Never saw it.
The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, which was...
That was not bad.
Not bad.
Not wildly memorable.
No,
and I actually enjoy that show.
That was also one of those kind of obscure musicals that like nobody gave a fuck about.
Well,
so.
The problem is you hired an actor who doesn't really sing.
Yeah. Honestly, though, to be fair, he did
He was fine.
He did okay.
He was fine.
Alice in Wonderland... No,
you see
Christopher Lee as the Jabberwock.
Wait, hold on. Okay, all right. Fair point. Alice is not there, but Dark Shadows.
I just dropped my water bottle like the mic, motherfuckers.
Okay, all right, fine. But Frankenweenie.
God,
no?
See?
Redemption.
Stop. It's starting to hurt, Mike.
Okay, and apparently did something in 2014 called Big Eyes.
Oh yeah. That was that the thing.
You with the guy and the stuff?
Yeah.
Amy Adams with the...
And Christoph Waltz.
And Christoph Waltz,
right.
Who had the big eyes?
There were paintings that Amy Adams... It's based on a true story.
I thought maybe just Amy Adams had big eyes.
Well, she does.
The movie.
And that's the entire movie.
It's just 2.5 hours of her blinking.
And Christoph Waltz going, fuck, you've got big eyes.
As sweet as innocent as you can. You know, I like your big eyes.
I like your big eyes.
I feel like there would be like a Tarantino monologue about her eyes.
While he's eating strudel.
And then next on the docket is Beetlejuice 2 in pre-production.
Jesus.
And Alice in Wonderland 2, right?
Yeah. Well, he's probably not directing that one.
He is not directing that one.
Oh, okay. Well,
he says, you know, I wash my hands of this.
He is producing it. So.
So do I win or what?
I think it's pretty half and half.
I don't know what we were playing for.
Oh, we were just recounting Tim Burton's filmology.
Yeah. Well, no. I think you're right.
I think he's maybe it's about even. But you're right. In recent history, he has made some poor choices.
Yes.
Some poor life choices.
And my argument is that because those poor choices have spanned on for longer than you would have liked, him trying to go back and recapture magic from the beginning of his career, which we've kind of established was pretty solid, back to back. I don't think he's going to be able to do it.
You know who I blame for this? And I think that Kevin's going to back me up on this. Rocks.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Goddamn rocks.
Rocks.
It all started with Big Fish and that rock in that goddamn pond. And look what the fuck it did to him.
Oh,
goddamn
shit.
Tim Burton.
Way to bring that full circle, Mike.
Yeah.
No problem.
That was nice.
Well done. Well done.
Synergy. I feel good. Everybody else feel good?
I feel great, yeah.
There's a nice calm in the room.
That was very good.
Leaving Woosa. Behind the fresh scent of pine.
That's not pine. That is not pine.
So then, are there random directors we can look up on IMDb and just go through what they've
James Cameron,
done?
Do it now. James
Cameron. Oh, God, let's do it.
All right.
All right, let's do it.
I'm afraid. I'm very afraid.
I'll hold your hand.
James Bartholomew Cameron. That's not his middle name. They don't list that.
Born in Germany in 1902.
James Adolf Cameron.
He has so many fucking announced writer credits that it's stupid.
Are you serious?
It's over 100, right?
Untitled Terminator. How do you have 3 12? And 2 backwards? But Untitled Terminator 2, Untitled Terminator 3, Untitled Animated Action Adventure, Avatar 2, Alita Battle Angel, Avatar 3, Avatar 4.
You know some fucking intern's getting fucked over. Yeah. He's the one writing all this shit, and James Cameron's got the name on it.
But let's just go with the director
okay,
stuff,
let's
shall
do it.
We?
Yep.
All
right.
So,
all the way to Piranha 2.
He has something called The Last Train from Hiroshima, The Survivors Look Back, says delayed, whatever the fuck that means.
I think
that's
a documentary.
The Informationist announced, whatever that is, and then nothing but Avatar 2, 3, and 4.
Jesus, God
all listed as in pre-production.
God damn it.
According to IMDb, we're supposed to see Avatar 3 in 2018 and Avatar 4 in 2019. But considering how
hopefully
long
I'll be
they've
dead
been
by
in
then.
Pre-production, yeah. I don't think we're ever going to see any of those.
I think he's just waiting for a new piece of technology to come out.
Good.
Because that's what he does with every movie.
Maybe he's waiting for like Dances with Wolves 2 to come out so he can rip off the idea or something like
can't
that.
Can he just reinvent old technology, like just bring back bullet time or something like that?
Bullet time or 8mm?
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck, just re-release
Titanic.
No, I
think that's what he does. Like, so if the movie bombs, you can say, well, we were trying to do it with this new technology, and it didn't work. But it never happens that way, so.
I can't. What's funny is the last film he directed was Avatar in 2009.
Before that
he
was Titanic.
He doesn't need to direct another movie.
No, he
ever.
Did some. He did some documentaries in between.
Yeah, those
there,
don't
but,
count as.
But
movies,
as far as actual are... like mainstream stuff, it was Titanic in 1997, and then he did a couple of TV movies.
His honestly, up until like minus like the Piranha 2, his first like trend of films, like he went Terminator, Aliens, The Abyss, Terminator 2, True Lies, and then Titanic.
They're all awesome.
I wonder how that happens. Like, who gave you permission to do Titanic 2?
Yeah.
How do you get the money for that?
Wait, how he directed Piranha Part 2, The Spawning. How the fuck did anyone let him helm Terminator after that?
I have no idea.
Well, I mean, Terminator was his movie. I mean,
it's like they do drugs in Hollywood.
He is a writer for that, though.
He was the writer for Piranha Part 2.
So he had action credentials, man. I'm pretty sure they went into it. I mean, you've seen the production value
guys,
of that
listen,
movie.
Hold on, listen. I just discovered this, and I think this will answer your question, okay? Piranha 2, the studio, was Columbia Pictures. For Terminator, and I'm not making this up, Orion Pictures is the one that brought you Terminator. I think that says it all, guys.
Wow.
Yeah, because
Terminator started as like a sort of like a, it was a smaller studio movie.
Yeah.
And then it was like, it does make sense.
Because immediately after the success of that, now it's like 20th Century Fox, TriStar, 20th Century
Aliens,
Fox, Universal, Paramount. Like,
and then he put up like great movie after great movie, and then he did fucking Avatar and
ruined
everything.
Then he did Titanic and Avatar. They were awful movies, and he made more money than anybody could fucking count, and that's why he owns the rights to everything.
Well, I think we all can remember the T2 3D Battle Across Time.
Hey, I freaking love that show at Universal, dude. That shit blew my mind when I was a kid.
That show almost took my fucking leg off.
Are you
because
serious?
You know how the seats drop at the end? Like, there's a part where the actual seats drop down.
Oh,
I had my foot up under it because I did not know that happened and it came down on my leg.
You got screwed. You could have sued them and been richer than James Cameron.
Yeah.
I know.
And then you'd own all the rights.
And then you would own the Terminator rights. God damn it.
But as it turned out, I found out he owned the rights to my leg. So I had no grounds to sue on. Go figure.
Was it the right leg? Because that would just be funny.
It was.
All right.
Shit. Anyway, guys, I've enjoyed this time together.
This has been fun.
This last hour was actually pretty fun.
IMDb-ing shit.
I wish it didn't have to stop.
That's okay.
And it doesn't!
You bowl! I IMDb him right now!
You bowl! Dude,
M. Night Shyamalan!
Oh my god, you bowl. How the fuck anyone lets that asshole
Hey man, Pathfinder was dope.
No,
I'm just kidding. It was
you
terrible.
Actually
no.
The only serious thing I'll say today, like last time the serious thing I had was the James Cameron, that U-Bowl is allowed to make movies because they're huge tax write-offs for studios and the German government.
I think that's true.
That's actually 100% true.
Are you serious?
I'm actually serious,
The problem is that he thinks he's fucking great.
Yeah. I've never seen anybody make so much shit and defend it vehemently. Like, it's amazing the lengths he goes to, like, attack critics and attack anybody that's ever seen his movies.
Yeah, he's still directing. He has more directing credits than James Cameron.
I don't believe it.
Oh no, I believe it. I absolutely believe it.
He does, and he's got two projects in the works
Get
currently.
The fuck out of here.
Pathfinder 2. Carl Urban needs more money.
He's got something called Rampage, President Down.
Fuck me.
Oh, no, the Rampage movies? Probably, are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
Probably starring Channing Tatum. I don't know. Yeah, Rampage.
No, it'll probably
President
be Zach Ward again.
Wow.
That's special. Yeah.
Germans, man.
Fucking Germans.
Fucking Germans.
Oh, good Lord. Well, where can everyone find more about Man vs. Rock?
You can find more about Man vs. Rock in the hearts of children everywhere. But besides that, you can also find it at our website, manvsrock.com, our Twitter at manvsrock, and Instagram at manvsrock, and like us on Facebook, and my dad will love me again. So that's where you can find Man vs. Rock.
That's all we're trying to do here, guys, is just reconnect.
That's what this show is for. And we'll be at, you know, C2E2 next week, booth 154 if you're in Chicago. Week after that, we'll be in WonderCon, and we'll be in June in Phoenix Comic-Con and in amazing Las Vegas, and then over to San Diego Comic-Con. So you'll have plenty of chances to see Man vs. Rock and see if Victor has recovered from his terrible masturbation accident.
That's right. Plenty of chances for them to Man vs. Rock all over your face.
That's the Man vs. Rock guarantee. Well, Man vs. Rock all over your face.
It's the promise we make to you. The public.
I just want to. It doesn't even matter now. It doesn't even matter. Thank you,
Kevin. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
coming
me.
In. We love having you, and we'll have you back anytime, any day, any place.
Well, just on Sundays.
Oh yeah, yeah. No.
That's what we do.
Sorry.
The shows,
yeah,
so.
Pretty much just Sundays here, like 8 to 10 p.m. If that works.
That's awesome. Thank you for having me. It's awesome.
Available in podcast form, as always, on our website, jackofallnerdshow.com. Go there. Check out all our other stuff, our comic strip, The Dark Crusader, our web series, The Village Bridget, and all our other podcasts and stuff like that. This has been the Jack of All Nerds. We will talk at you later.